بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم اما بعد ريفرنس فور ذا علماء سيدنا ابو امامه رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that النبي اكرم صلى الله عليه وسلم said سيدنا لقمان عليه السلام advised his son thus O my beloved son sit in the company of the ulama and listen to the words of the wise. For Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala revives a dead heart through the noor of wise words, just as how the dry earth is irrigated after a downpour. Sayyidina Abu Musa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will raise the ulama and say to them, I have not placed my knowledge in you so that I may later punish you. Go, for I have forgiven you. Note, such honor will be reserved for the true ulama who represented the teachings of Islam practically and who were the true inheritors of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. Sayyidina Ubadah ibn Samit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, He is not of us who does not honor our elderly and aged ones, nor show compassion to our young ones, and who does not acknowledge the status of our scholars. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.